Did you know that if you were vaccinated with COVID vaccine, then you emit a visible MAC Bluetooth address hat can be visible on a mobile phone, regardless of the injection they gave you? You appear marked as a network, whether it is from Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen or Moderna. But from La Quinta Columna, we do not intend to convince you. We want you to do it yourself and check it and see for yourself. It is extremely easy and will take you less than a minute. Search on your phone's Android system. Go to the Play Store and download the free Bluetooth scanner app. Once downloaded, activate your phone's GPS and Bluetooth. Now open the Bluetooth scanner app and choose search. You will verify that MAC addresses appear formed by groups of 12 digits formed by letters and numbers and separated by a colon and that they do not correspond to appliances in your environment. If you click inside each of them, you even get an estimate of the distance to which the vaccinated are located. If this is your case, one of those MAC addresses corresponds to your dial record. If you found this shocking, look forward to seeing the far-reaching consequences of being branded as cattle for your existence. You're not being naive, my friend. Unfortunately, this is not a hoax either. They injected people with microtechnology and graphene to make it work. Microtechnology like the one we have seen in all the vaccines we have analyzed in different parts of the world. They can not only monitor certain biomedical data of yours. The consequences of this go far beyond what you can imagine now. From the official media, they hide from everyone this aberration carried out against all human beings, including your children.
So I'm just wondering if there's going to be a bunch of them here in Walmart as I walk through the store. Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we are in Walmart. Going to turn it on now. Oh my God. 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 Look at this. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Oh my God. You guys, I'm getting goosebumps on my head because of this. Oh my God. Look at this. Look at this. I'm getting, oh my God. Holy shit. This is real. What the fuck? What the fuck? No fucking way. It has to be bullshit. It has to be bullshit. No fucking way.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem.
Charming number. Start it.
Yeah. Right, so we're in the Smithfield Arms here in Welshpool, and we're getting this off the chart reading of everyone. As you can see, the place is absolutely packed, and the only two people that ain't registering on here, I've been round and we've counted the people that are in, and we've counted these MAC addresses coming, and these, this is very, very telling indeed, and it's sickening when you look at it. And the only two people who haven't succumbed to one of these MAC addresses are Debbie and moi. And with that short, we kid you not, you know, this is unbelievable. And this is to do with the jabs and nothing else. This is to do with the graphene oxide, what's inside the body becoming graphene hydroxide. And it's not a microchip, this is a digital chip, yeah, and this is permanent, yeah? Let's take a look at all these. How do you do it, Debbie? How do you, oh, there they go. Every single person in this pub is accounted for on this reader, apart from two, yeah? Have a guess which two, I kid you not.
You a question, and I challenge you to pause and reflect so you can answer it honestly. Does the way you live your life say, "Welcome, Holy Spirit"? Do you live a life yielded to Him? Do your thoughts, actions, and attitudes honor the presence of the Holy Spirit that you carry as a believer? If you're not sure, then I encourage you to increase your devotion to God's Word. In His Word, God reveals His will and ways. Knowing God's will and ways is vital. If you want to live a life that says, "Holy Spirit, I want you to feel at home within me." How can we as believers better honor the presence of the Holy Spirit? Tell me in the comments.
How long were you dealing with the blurriness in your eyes?
For years. I was chopping wood and splinter went in my eye, and I haven't been able to see right ever since.
And how do you know you're healed now?
Well, when you said it, you're like, you know, something about the eyes. I was like, wait a minute. And I checked and I looked and I'm like, oh my gosh, praise God.
Jesus healed your eye.
Yes, sir, and he saved my soul from hell. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, lift your hands. Father, use him for your glory in the name of Jesus. And the church said, amen.
Proof of God, part 4. God's true name is recorded within our DNA. So let me go ahead and explain. Our chains of DNA contain four nucleotide-based pairs called adenine, guanine, thymine, and cytosine. And then there's a unit within the DNA strand called a sulfuric bridge. This sulfuric bridge holds our entire DNA strand together, and it only appears after every 10 nucleic acids have been laid down, and then after every 5 nucleic acids, and then after every 6, and then again after every 5 nucleic acids. So we get this repeating numerical value of 10, 5, 6, 5 within our DNA strand. Well, it turns out the biblical name of God, Yahweh, contains the same numerical value as our DNA strand. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, 10, 5, 6, 5. What's even more interesting is that if you take the Hebrew name of God, Yahweh, and place it on its side, you get the image of a human being. Part 3 of this video series suggests that DNA is a language. Many people were wondering what God made the language of DNA. Well, it's signed by the biblical God, Yahweh.
Top 5-year Max Cortez from Austin, Texas works at Gables Republic Square residential complex as a concierge. The original construction was built in 1904 as a warehouse before later being redeveloped into modern luxury apartments. The rest of the history of the building is pretty much unknown. But late one night, worker Max experiences something so terrifying that he actually calls the building security team to come check it out.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Oh, bro. Hello? 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 Hello?
Now, what makes this event even creepier is that this unexplained humming that sounds like either a woman or a child only seems to get louder, as if something is coming closer and closer to Max.
Hello? Hello?
Turns a corner, it seems like whoever or whatever is humming is suddenly right in his face. Max said that he had security come back again to check it out, but they didn't find anyone, and the building security cameras caught nothing out of the ordinary. So did Max experience a freak paranormal event while working the late shift? Let me know.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Andre Holland is a famous actor. He's on a magazine cover. Only important people got on magazine covers, right? Naturally, God-given, God-gifted people. It has nothing to do with this or anything. He's probably just resting his hands anyways. Hey, thousands and thousands of photos and videos. I'm starting to think it's all just been one big coincidence. He's doing it again here. Looks like he's posing on purpose a little more, doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It's the false light of Lucifer, deception from the father of lies, and it's the pride of humanity to pose like this. And he's doing it yet again. So you, the viewer, you can decide. Magazine cover and fame in this world? Uttara Bodhi Mudra or just resting his hands? Uttara Bodhi Mudra or just resting his hands? Uttara Bodhi Mudra or just resting his hands? God bless you, everyone.
Which hip is it?
Pardon?
Which hip?
My left hip.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
It hurts.
Deterioration. Arthritis in it. That's a power of God, isn't it? You believe that Jesus will do this, Maxine?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'm going to stand here and Jesus is going to do it from there. All right? Hallelujah. Close your eyes, I can't help you. That's why I'm over here. That's the power of God going into you. Just relax, Simone. That's the power of God. That's the power of God going into you. So the Lord's reforming the hip, Maxine. That's the power of God reforming, Jesus Christ reforming the hip. So you'll be feeling a warmth. You'll be feeling a warmth. That's Jesus Christ putting new bone in your hip. Okay, Maxine, all good now. Move your hip. That's it. It's all good. Go for a walk. You got new bone in there. Go for a walk. Someone say praise the Lord. How's that, Maxine?
It's not hurting.
It's not hurting.
No.
Show us. Give us a kick. Do something.
It's good. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Who healed you?
Jesus.
Jesus gave you a new hip. Tell your surgeon you don't need surgery because you had a better surgeon do it. What's his name, the better surgeon?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Lift your hands and thank him. I can't hear you.
Jesus.
I like some real Pentecostal praises. What's the problem?
Oh, well, what are everything on there?
Toe, womb, Cara. Be healed, Cara. Power of God's moving in the place. That's the power of God in your womb, Cara. Power of God in your womb. So I'm seeing like a bad bacteria, okay, in the womb. Do you know anything about that? So I'm seeing that. It's like a blackness I'm seeing. So that's the power of God healing you. Never. Oh, there it goes. You're free. Praise God. What do you say about that?
It's good. I'll receive it.
Okay, so Pastor Tom here with my friend David, and we just met James here.
That's right.
James, what do you do for a living?
I deliver to and from constructions, deliver equipment.
Okay, I understand. So, James, I could tell by his vest, obviously, that he was somehow involved in construction, because I used to be in construction. Right. And I asked James if he had any physical problems, because a lot of us folks that worked in construction have pain.
Absolutely.
And he said he has pain in his back between his shoulder blades, right, James?
Yes, sir.
So you said it was about 5 out of 10?
Yeah, I'd say so.
And, James, how long have you had that?
Oh, it's been going on a few months now, constantly. A
few months.
Yeah,
okay.
Consistent.
So if it completely left today, right now, that would take a miracle, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. So David is going to pray for you, all right?
Let's do it.
So James, here's what you do, is you just relax and receive the prayer. Don't even pray.
Okay.
And then afterwards, James, just be completely honest, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. You ready?
All right.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus, for James. we just speak to this back right now to come in alignment, and all the pain is commanded to leave right now in Jesus' name. Speak to all the pain to come out right now. It's the healing. It's command the healing of the Lord. All through his back right now. Speak to all the muscles to loosen up. All the tension to be released. Now we speak peace over his body. Head to toe right now.
Okay, so James, as ridiculous as it may sound, I just want you to just kind of like move around, look for it, do a test.
Yeah, feel pretty good right now.
Do you have any pain?
At the moment, no.
You have no pain?
At the moment, yeah.
So it is all gone?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah, that's
gone.
Do you know why?
Why?
Do you know Jesus?
I haven't met him, no.
Okay. It's because Jesus is alive. He's real. We see him heal people of all kinds of stuff. But he's knocking on the door of your heart today. He's saying, I want you to know I'm real. I want you to know I'm alive. I want you to know I care about you. Because he does care about you, man.
Good.
And he cares about all of us. And I'm not gonna give you a sales pitch and twist your arm, but I will give you the opportunity. I'm not going to say, and so you need to receive Jesus right now. Well, we all do, but I'm not going to push you on that. I'm going to say that he's knocking on the door of your heart. He would love to come into your life, save you, and make you a child of God. Do you have an interest in that?
I'm definitely going to talk to my wife about what happened today.
Okay. Do you have an interest in asking him to come to your heart right now? That's up to you.
At the moment, no.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I will not pressure you. So all I'm going to do is this, and I think this is a fair thing. I'm just going to pray that God will just guide you in your decision, okay?
Okay.
So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for James. I know how much you love him. So I just ask, Lord, that you would make yourself real to him, that you would guide his decision in this matter, and that his eyes would be open to see you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thank you.
Sain puolet tuoreen, mä sain puolet.